Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Dalid. Kuf Nun Dalid, as we continue in this last parak, Masechta Shabbos, we're in Parak Mishehichshich, and we are on the first wide line on Kuf Nun Gimel Amabes. So remember, yes, the parak started with someone who is traveling on Erev Shabbos, and he realizes that he has something in his pocket, but he doesn't want to drop it. So what does he do in that circumstance? So the Mishnah said the best thing to do is to give it to a non-Jew. And we spoke about the Issa Durabanan of Amir La'akum and all that entails. If there is no non-Jew there, then one could put it on a donkey, said the Mishnah, Menicho al ha-chamor. So the Gemara says, why is that? What's the difference between giving it to a non-Jew and giving it to an animal, which is better? So the Gemara said that it is better to give it to a non-Jew, because a non-Jew, his shvisa is not mitzuveh upon you, while an animal shvisa is mitzuveh upon you, as we're going to get into more of that discussion right now. So says the Gemara, let's start with the first wide line on Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Again, there's a lot to... discuss. There was an important discussion that we didn't have, but we'll start it now, and then we'll continue more in the continuation. The end of the Gemara that we saw yesterday spoke about why you're allowed to give it to a chamor. V'halo mechamer v'rachman amar lo sasa kol malacha. Are you violating mechamer, doing malacha with your animal? So we ended up saying that you give it when it's while it's still walking, and you every time it's about to stop to go to the bathroom, you have to pick it up and back and forth, and in that way, one wouldn't violate. The question that all the Rishonim here ask, I'll mention this now, even though it has to do with what we're going to do in a couple of minutes as well, all the Rishonim here ask, there are two principles. We mentioned them yesterday. We think there are two principles. One of Shvisas Behemto, one of Machamer. What's the difference between the two? So again, it's a complicated, big discussion right here between all the Rishonim. But on the surface, Shvisas Behemto means my animal is doing something by itself. My animal is out somewhere, and it's working for me, and I'm not even involved. So that's one case. Not where an animal eats in my field. That's the malacha of kotzer. But there, the animal's not working for me. The animal's doing what it wants. But let's say I have an animal that is working for me. It's plowing for me. It's doing something for me. But I'm not leading it at all. I am not involved. The animal is schlepping something for me. So that shvisas behemto. That's the isra of shvisas behemto. And then you have another concept of machamer, which we assume means that a person is involved in leading his animal, in doing something with his animal. That's machamer. Again, that's not all Rishonim agree to that, but let's say that is true. The question is then, all the Rishonim ask, why does the Gemara here say, why are you allowed to give it to an animal? Isn't it blank? So there are two items that might be suggested. So why does the Gemara say, is it in Mechamer? What about Shvisas Behemta? Why is Mechamer more inclusive or a stronger question to ask than the others? So if you look in the Rambam. The Rambam is not 100% clear what he feels about Mechamer and Shvisas Behemto. We discussed this a little bit back in the earlier parak that we had on Daf Nun Aleph Amebeis. We discussed this at the beginning of Parak by Ben Behema. We're going to get to that Tosfos again in a minute. But that was the last time we discussed this issue. If you look at the Rambam is not clear what the distinction is between Mechamer and Shvisas Behemto. And the Ramban, one of the more important makoros in this sugi is the Ramban right here on our topic. The Ramban seems to say that the Rambam blurs the line between the two. Because the Rambam's lashon is in the 20th parak in Hilchos Shabbos. Aser lahotzi masa ala behema b'Shabbos. It's aser to take out a burden on an animal on Shabbos. Shenemar l'man yanuach sharcha v'chamarcha. So that, what does the Rambam quote in an asay? That your animal should rest. Echad shor v'chamor v'echad kol behema chay v'of. V'im hotzi ala behema. And if you did, even though I'm mitzuva on the rest of my animal, ain't a loke. I don't get malchus because it's an isra say. It's an asay of l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha, so that your animal should rest. Lefichach. So what does that sound like, what the Rambam is talking about so far? It sounds like shvisas behemto. Right? You're not allowed to be motzi a masa, meaning you put a masa on your animal. Do you have anything involved? Are you doing anything there? And the pasuk that he quotes is l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamarcha. And then the very next line, the Rambam says lefichach hamachamer achar behemto b'shabes v'haya aleha masui pater. If somebody is machamer, somebody is involved with their animal and with a masui pater. So is it shvisas behemto? Is it machamer? And then the Rambam in the next halacha v'halo lav mefurash patora shenemar lo sasa kol malacha ata uvincha uvitecha atchav amasu v'mdecha. That he quotes from the Aseret HaDibros. Shel Yachrosh Ba Ukiyotze Becharisha V'Nimsa Lav Shenitel Aseret Bisas Bezdin, which we're going to get to by the Shem a little bit later. But the Rambam seems to blur the line, and the way the Ramban understands the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah does not, but the way the Ramban understands the Rambam is that there's a affinity between Mechamer and Tfisas Behemto. So according to that, at least the Ramban says, the question that we all ask doesn't get off the ground. Because the Gemara says, what about Mechamer? So all the Rishonim say, why didn't the Gemara bring up Tfisas Behemto? According to the Rambam, there's not such a difference between the two. It's really one concept. So that's one way to answer the question, even though other sources seem to say that there is a difference. The Ramban, though, himself gives two answers. The Ramban says, first of all, Mechamer is more inclusive. Why? It includes even with the animal of another, even with the animal of a non-Jew. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban, and there's a big footnote here from Rav Hirschler relating to that Shita, but that is the Ramban's first opinion, that it includes even the animal of another. That is why it says Bechamer here. And the next opinion of the Ramban, which is what Rov Rishonim say, is that Mechamer is a lav. And Shvisas Behemto is an Aseh. That's what the Ramban says right here. O Efter Shenemar, Shebepresha Mechame Isser Lav, Kitabino Lemimer Lekaman, Lo Sasa Komalacha, Ato Venabo Behemtecha, Ubehema Lavada, E Shvisasa Alecha Ela Measeh, Midasivlaman Yanuach Sharcha Vechamarcha, Nichale Lakshuye, Mimachamer do Isser Lav. Mechamer is more Chamur, and therefore it answers from Mechamer. Who else says this? Mechamer is more chamor, yes. Who else says this? We have this back in Tosfos. Nun Aleph Amabeis, the first Tosfos in the fifth parak by Mebehema. Tosfos says, De Adam Mizmuzhar al Shvisas Behemto Dichsiv Lama'an Yanuach. Umihu Lav De Losa Semalacha Tovem Techa Leke Eleba Mechamer Achar Behemto. Tosfos says a beferish, what the Ramban says right here. Tosfos says there on that Nun Aleph Amabes. That is, again, another answer, though, why the Gemara, why Mechamer would be a more serious question. So we have the Rambam, who says maybe there's no difference. We have the Ramban, who says it applies to even other animals. Shri says Behemtecha is only your animal, while Mechamer, and also Mechamer is alav and ananaseh. There is an amazing Deya that's rejected by the Tosfos Rid. We didn't know this yet. We've got to put this on the list. He says maybe there's no Isser of Shvisas Behemto by Hotza'ah. But there's Mechamer by Hotzah. Add this to the list of Hotzah, Malacha, Geruah. Malachas, halachas that don't apply to Hotzah because it's a weaker type of Malacha. At least the Tosfos Rid has that Deya. He says, Ve'en lachalik, don't say what I said in the first Mahadura. But at least what he said in the first Mahadura is very interesting. Bein Masui l'shar Malachas. Kemosha Savarti l'chalik ba'adura tidyanim. He says, don't think what I said before. He doesn't really explain it, but what he's suggesting is that Shvisas Behemto is different for Hotzah than Mechamer. So that's another idea that might work to answer the question. And one final approach, and then we'll continue. One final approach is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch here in Mosach Shabbos, in the discussion that he has in Hilchos Shabbos and Parshas Yisro, discusses, again, a fascinating nafka mina, how Mechamer would be more inclusive than Shvisas Behemto. He suggests maybe women are going to be pturos from Shvisas Behemto. After all, he's learned that from an aseh. So do we say automatically that women are obligated in all mitzvahs and los aseis of Shabbos because of Zachar v'Shamar? The Gemara in Brachas Davchav, Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shemira, Yeshnu B'Zachira. Or do we say, no, it's limited. All Kiddush-related halachos, women might be included in. The Gemara is about Kiddush. So who says all aseis of Shabbos women are included in? Havdalah is a machlokas Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes. So suggest the Minchas Chinuch, it could be that women are mitzuv in Shvisas Behemto. And that's why the Gemara says Mechamer to include even Nashim. Lechora, kiva the Shvisas Behemto va'avdo, below Mechamer, hu rak asei, imkein havilei asei shazman grama, imkein Nashim peturos, umutaros lios behemtanos in malacha. V'afin omar da'asei de'shabas v'yantav Nashim mitzuvos, haina mishim de'ikalos asei gamkein, alva Shvisas Behemah, deleke el asei, imkein mehechatesi yumusharos. Only by Kiddush. And he ends up by saying, I didn't see anybody else to make this ha'ara. Ubemez lo ra'isi zeh b'shum posek, rishon v'achron, sheyichtu v'zeh, de'ish einu mitzuva al aseh zeh. I'm suggesting this, even though I never saw it anywhere, says the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, Yeliza b'tzarachin.
v'chul.
Okay, that's an important discussion. We'll come back to issues of Mechamer and Shvisas Behemto, what the relationship is. Again, Rov Rishonim assumed Shvisas Behemto is just an assay, while Mechamer, where you're more involved, is a los assay, but there is room for discussion in that. The Rambam maybe holds differently, and others. We'll have to talk about this, hopefully if they start a little bit later, what's the difference then between Mechamer and the regular Malacha of Choresh, which bothers Rishonim here. What's the Malacha of, how do you do the Malacha of Choresh on Shabbos? Malacha number one. How do you do Malacha of Choresh? L'chora, I take my animal. What, it's only if I take a kli and I make holes in the ground? No, if I take my animal and I go with my animal. And I move my animals. That's the Malacha of Choresh Daraisa, L'chora. So what's the difference between that and Mechamer? Is it Mechamer that? So we'll have to see. Hopefully, if we have time on Amud Beis, we'll have to see the Ramban who discusses this as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Okay, first line now on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, first wide line. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava. If somebody has their chavila on their shoulder, again, what is this old daf all about? It's Erev Shabbos. I'm in a place without an Erev. Error in my place, or I'm going to violate, and I don't want to leave my item where it is. So what am I allowed to do? We're going to talk about it in a minute cases where it's Shabbos, and I realize, uh-oh, I have something in my pocket. But this is not that case. This is, what do I do beforehand? I realize, and I want to do something about it. So the Mishnah spoke about give it to a non-Jew, put it on an animal. What about this case? If you have it on your back, rotz tachteha ad shemegiyah lebeiso. Start running. Start running. Why start running? Because if I start running before Shabbos, and I don't stop until I get inside my house, so that I will never have an akira and a hanacha. And that way, I won't be violating any yisur daraisa. What would it be? A derabanan of daladamos? That also requires an akira and a hanacha. So, at most, it's going to be in the world of derabanan, and it's going to be a weak derabanan, let's say, because there's not going to be any type of akira and hanacha. Dafka rots, but I have to run. Aval kali kali lo, but regular small steps is not a good idea. My time of why? Kiva, de lesle, hakeira, asil mebet, akira v'hanacha. If I'm just walking normally, so then I'm probably going to end up stopping, starting. If I'm running, I'll realize, and it'll remind me that I'm doing this so that I don't stop on the way. That's why one should run. Sof, says the Gemara, 1 second. Kimata lebeise e efshar delokoi porta. But right when before you go into your house, you're going to stop. You're going to take out your key. You're going to knock on the door. Right before you go into your house, you're going to stop for a minute. Vekama ayom erishas harabin lerishas hayachid. You're going to violate anyway at the end, aren't you? The Gemara says, no, dezarkli kalachar yad. As you near your house on the run, you kind of like throw it. And therefore, into your house, and therefore, one would not violate at all. Again, this is the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Vav Sif Yud Aleph. Why is this in Reish Samach Vav? Why isn't this in Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah? Because Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah is what do you do on Shabbos? The beginning of Chelek Gimel is what do you do before Shabbos? This is the Simen. Reish Samach Vav. Mi Shehech Shechlo Baderech. Right? These are the halachas of what to do if one is outside the Tchum, outside the and Rishas Arabim, what should one do with one's items? And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ye chashchalo bade. It talks about what happens if you're wearing tefillin. Sif yud aleph. Here's our halacha. Haisa chavilasu munachas akseifo. V'kidei shelav hayom. And all of a sudden it's going to be Shabbos. Rotz tachte ad beso. You start running. If you ever see anybody running very quickly right before Shabbos, you know where they got it from. V'dafka rotz. Avalelech la'at lo. Kiva de les hakira. Asi lemevad hakira v'anacha. You got to run. De zibnin koi v'lala daite. So that you don't stop for a minute. What do you do? You throw it in. That's what one does. Good. That is the Shulchan Aruch that says that this quotes our Gemara lahalacha. What happens in the other case? That's probably more common, and that is you forget. You forget all of a sudden it's Shabbos. And I have something in my pocket on Shabbos. So what does one do? So the stopgap measure is just to walk in circles within Dalai Lamas until you figure out what exactly one needs to do. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If you want to look at a nice summary of it, if you look under Rabbi Ribiat in the fourth volume on page 1340, right, in the next four pages, there he goes through each issue. And that is, one has to determine three questions that one has to ask himself. One has to say, He talks about, he says, there are basic rules. One must not stop walking, right? That's the key that we get from our Gemara too. You don't want to have a hanacha, right? You just keep walking, walking in circles, less than Dalai Lama to figure out, before one figures out what to do. Then, while one is walking in circles, one has to think about, what is he in? Is he in a Rishus HaRabim? Is he in a Rishus HaYachid? And while he figures that out, again, to keep walking, and then he figures out, is it the best to go back to his original Rishus? That's usually the best thing to do, where he came from, but that only helps if you haven't stopped since you came out. If you've had an Akira and a Hanacha, an Akira, since you left your house, then it doesn't matter to go back to your house because there's already been an Akira and the Hanacha. So there are things to look for. If one looks for a Makom Patur, like a fire hydrant, like a some low type of Rishus, someone has to know exactly. No, the best thing to do also is if you can just like kind of drop it out of your pockets while you're walking without a Hanacha. So again, there's important rules to be aware of. But this is something that the reason that we say Friday night, you have to check your pockets before Shabbos is because of this. So we don't run into these types of halachas. Chananya says, even though one might not realize it until that point, one might be misasig, but we try to prevent the possibility anyway. Okay, but those are all the halachas on Shabbos. Our Gemara here is about before Shabbos, how to prevent problems if I don't want to drop it where it is. Okay, says the Gemara now. 3 days in the Gemara now about Mechamer. So this is one of the main Gemaras. We already gave an introduction to it, but here we have in the Gemara. 5th line. Amar Rami Rachama. Rami Rachama is the first daya. HaMechamer, he's the most chamor daya about Mechamer. How do we get into this? Again, because the Mishnah said, if I'm walking, I can put it on my animal. HaMechamer Achar Behemto B'Shabes. If somebody is Mechamer Achar Behemto, that's how you know. You're involved with your animal. You're Mechamer after your animal on Shabbos. B'Shogik Chayev Chatos, B'Mezit Chayev Skila. Wow. Rabbi Rachama holds that Mechamer is on the status of an Isser Daraisa with Skila. My time, but where does he get that from? Amar Rava. It's based on a Hekish. To Amar Kra. Lo Sasa Kamalacha Ata. Right, it should be a dot, dot, dot there. The pasuk in Aseret Sedivros. Don't do malacha. You or your animal. Behemto dum yadidei. And we compare his animal to himself. Mahu bishogi chayev chatos b'mezit chayev skila. Just like himself. He's chayev chatos and b'mezit he is chayev skila. So too behemto nami bishogi chayev chatos b'mezit chayev skila. So too with my animal. If I am involved with my animal, not shvisas behemto, but mechamer, one is chayiv. Amar Rava says, Rava, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Shtei tshuvas bedava. Rava says, I have two problems with your shita, Rami Barchama. If you work with your animal, on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv skila? Chada dechsiv. What problem is, based on the pasukim in Shlach, Torah, chazi yelochem lo'oseh bishgaga, it says there, by the source for bringing a carbon chatas, it puts it right next to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Va'nefesh ha'shatasa biad rama. So what do we learn from there? You want to bring me one hekesh, I'll bring you another hekesh. Hokshu kala Torah kula l'Avodah Zarah. All Isurim in the Torah that you bring a Karman Chathas for are compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah David Maisa Begufe. Just like Avodah Zarah, you're only chayiv if you did an action yourself with your body. Hachanami David Maisa Begufe. So to hear, you can't be chayiv skila. I'm sorry, this is Chathas. You can't be chayiv Chathas for an action done by your animal. Number one problem, says Rava. The ode, and number two problem, says Rava, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, listing off all of the Chayvei Skilos. Remember, the Mishnah is there to describe what are all the Chayvei Nisrafin, what are all the Chayavi Sayif, right, all of them. So here we have the Chayavi Skila. On the list is HaMachalal HaShabbos. If somebody's Machalal HaShabbos, B'davar SheChayavin Al Shekagasso Chadas Val Donosh Skila. If somebody's Machalal HaShabbos, for something that you would get chatas and skila for. What is that mashma? Michlau, diikamidi, there's something out there that is a chilul Shabbos, but is not chayev chatas and skila. Dein chayev anashe gasa chatas valo azdona skila. Umayniyu, so what is that? The Mishnah Sanhedrin is clearly mashma that there's something out there that is chilul Shabbos, that is not chayev chatas and skila. So umayniyu lav de mechamer. Isn't that Mechamer? And therefore, Rabbi Rachama, you're wrong. Mechamer is not Chayiv Chatas, if done b'shoging, and skila if done b'mezid. So Rabbi has two kashas. Number one, he has a kasha on the Chatas. Number two, he has the kasha on the skila. So Rava knocks him out, answers the Gemara, at least on the second question, that there are other options. you're not boxed in to say that when the Gemara, when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is mashma, that there is Chilul Shabbos without Chatas and Skila, that the only thing is Mechamer. No, maybe Rabbi Abraham is right, that Mechamer is Chayav Chatas and Skila, but there are two other options. Lo, Tchumin va'alibad Rabbi Akiva, va'havara alibad Rabbi Yossi. There are two other possibilities for Isurei De'oraisa on Shabbos without Skila and Chatas. Number one is Tchumin, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds all Tchumin is De'oraisa. Tchumin is De'oraisa, the 2,000 Amos. Right, other Rishonim hold, we'll get back to this in a second, hold that maybe the Yud Beis Mil is the Oraisa. Rabbi Kiva will have this in Meseches Erevin as well, hold that it's the Oraisa. So, Rabbi Akiva, that's not Chatas and Skila. Or number two, what we had earlier, Havara, according to Rabbi Yossi. Remember we had earlier on Daf Ayin, the Pasuk says, Lo Savaru Eish B'chomo Shvoseichem. The Torah goes out of its way to say the Isser of Havara, of lighting a fire separately. Why does it say that separately? Why doesn't it just include that in all other Malachas? So we had a Machlokas, whether that's to tell me L'chalak Yatzas, that you're Chaya for each and every Malacha done separately, or L'lav Yatzas, that Havara, unlike other Malachas, is just Chaya Mishum Lav, and not Mishum Skila. So, we answered the second question. Ask the Chazam Sofer, a Harifus, two questions. Two questions, which he ultimately says, answers each other. Number one is, why the Gemara only answer the second question? What about the first question? First question wasn't answered, and the Gemara is about to go into sheet number two. It's as if the Gemara is not bothered by the first question. Why not? The heck is by Avodah Zarah? So why isn't the Gemara bothered by that? Number one. Number two, second problem is, why does the Gemara only say, Tchumin Aliba Derbi Akiva, says the Chasam Sofer? There are many Rishonim that say, Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. So why does the Gemara have to say, oh, according to Derbi Akiva, Tchumin? What about according to other Tanoim? According to other Rishonim, it's the Kuleyama. So why, Dafka, are we forced to get into Rabbi Akiva here? Those are the two questions of Chasam Sofer. So he says, one question answers the other one. Why does the Gemara not deal with the first question? Because if you look elsewhere, Rabbi Akiva has a different drasha than the Gemara quotes here in terms of Toa Achaz Yelachem Lo Sebish Gaga, comparing Avodah Zarah to Karban Chatas. Rabbi Akiva argues on that drasha elsewhere. If you look where else this comes up, if you look in Sanhedrin Samach Vav, he quotes that he learns that talking about Megadef, specifically, not about all Averis. So says the Chasam Sofer, the Gemara says it's Rabbi Akiva because of what it's doing implicitly regarding the first question as well. Because the first question could be answered like Rabbi Akiva, who rejects that Hekish, and once you say it's Rabbi Akiva, the second question, that's why it says Rabbi Akiva too, limited to Tchumen. That's what he says. V'yishlomar da'akra, yishlomar dilma sirili Rabbi Akiva, t'krama gadiv koi, v'lov in maisa. And that's why it says Rabbi Akiva regarding the second question as well. Amazing, putting together two different deyas of Rabbi Akiva, one explicit in the Gemara, and one implicit in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara says what it says. Number one. Number two, another important question, related, we're on today's daf already, it's considered, right? Another question though, that is, you have to ask, and this is the Ramban. Today's a Ramban day, right? The Ramban right here is the Shita on Mechamer. The Ramban asks a simple question. According to Rabbi Bar Chama, why isn't this one of the Lama Tes Malachas? Right? You have the 39 Malachas listed. Mechamer is Chayev Chatas and Chayev Skila. According to Rabbi Bar Chama, why isn't this one of the Lama Tes Malachas? Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gilyon Hashas and Makis also asked this question on Daf Chaf Aleph. Why not? Hakanami, says the Ramban. Tamili, listening Gabi Avos Malachos. So he gives two answers. He says, number one, maybe it's not a malacha bifnei atzma. She'eno chayiv ela a malacha she'nishtu b'perek klal gadol. Mechamer is only chayiv for a malacha that you do. Which malacha are you doing with Mechamer? One of the other malachas. You're doing Choresh, you're doing Zoreah, you're doing Hotza'ah. So that's why it's not listed on one of the 39. Because it's a malacha to do the other malachas. That's number one. Number two, he says, maybe it wasn't in the Mishkan. That's why it's not there, even though it's an Av. So this relates to a sugya that we discussed back on Daf Ayin Dalad. Can there be Avos Malachos that were not in the Mishkan? Or by definition, is something in the Mishkan, that's what an Amalach is. Remember we spoke about Ketisha. We spoke about an Ani bakes his bread without Ketisha. So we had a Machlokas there between Rashi and other Rishonim whether Ketisha was an Av Malacha. Depends how you read that Gemara over there, Ayin Dalad and Aleph on top. This Ramban also relates to that. Do we say that it is That's why, according to Rabbi Rechama, it's a full halacha, but it's not in the list. Then, I said, I'll get back to it, let's do it now. So what's the difference, l'maisa, between choresh and mechamer? According to Rabbi Rechama, it's the same. But according to what we hold, as we'll see, right, it's not the same. You're not chayiv daraisa with chatas and skila for mechamer. So what's the difference then between the physical act? Between plowing and mechamer, where you are using your animal to plow. So he says, what's the difference? The nomar bazet. Shemipnei shahachorish bebehema who nosin aleha ol v'hu kovish osa tachas yado ubirshuso hi omedes. What's choresh? I put a yoke on the animal. I'm right behind the animal and I'm pushing the animal and I'm plowing and the animal is an extension of me. That's basically choresh. Kol ha-malacha al shem ha-adam hi, ubo hi teluya, ve'ein ha-behema ela kikli biyad uman. That's choresh da'oraisa. Ve'ez malacha number one, in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel. Ve'ein adoma le-mechamer, what's mechamer? Sha-behema hi holeches le-nafsha, ela sheyesh la his-oris ma'at min ha-mechamer. Right, the animal's doing it, and I'm encouraging it a little bit, but it's not mamish the same involvement as choresh. So it's hard to know where to draw the line, but that's the Ramban is dealing with this issue. How mechamer, the person isn't as involved in the malacha, he's giving it a little push, giving it a little kick. If the animal does it by itself, without me at all, that's shvisas behemto. Mechamer, I'm involved, but not as much involved as I am by choresh. But that's an important idea to know the three levels of choresh, mechamer, and shvisas behemto. Okay, but that is all Rami Bar Chama, day number one, the most chamer day. Day number two now. That's Rami Bar Chama, number one. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi, Rav Zvid says as follows, a different Rami Bar Chama. Amir Rami Bar Chama, ha-mechamer achar behema b'shabes, b'shogeg eino chayev chatas, b'meizel chayev skila. Wow. If you do a b'shogeg, you're putter from everything. Daraisa, skila. Masiv Rava. So now again Rava asks, ha-mechal osa shabes b'davar shachayev anal shigoso chatas, chayev anal zdono skila. The Mishnah said in Sanhedrin that Mechal, what are you chayv skila on? For Chil Shabbos with Schatas and Skila. Ha ein chayav and Asher Gosso Chatas. Ha ein chayav and Asdona Skila. Shouldn't we be mashma from there that Chatas and Skila always go together? Is that how we should understand it? So the Gemara says, no. Mi Katani. Ha ein chayav and Chulu. Does it say it? No. Hachi Gamar. All it says is, Shabbos is skila if you have skila and chatas. Davar shachayav nal shigaso chatas, chayav nal zono skila. V'yesh davar, but it could very well be, she'en chayav nal shigaso chatas, v'chayav nal zono skila, umay niyu mechamer. Right? So, it could be that you have a case of no carbon and chayav skila. But there are other avers like that. So, that is day number two. That mechamer has no chatas, but still has chiyuv skila. We don't pass like that day either. Third day, but first we talk about who says the third day. Rava achua derav mari barachil. The amri la avuha derav mari barachil. Rava was either the brother or the father of Rav Mari barachil. And the Gemara says that the second day isn't really logical. Why? Lolishna Basra Kasha, to suggest that he's the father of Mari barachil is not, doesn't fit in. Why? Ha? Derav Achsharei L'Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Rav had to come out with a big announcement that Rav Mari Bar Rachel was kosher to take a position, take a misra, umanye bepursa de Bavel, and he appointed him to a position, a shoter position in Bavel. But if he had a Jewish father and a Jewish mother, there wouldn't be any issue. What's he having to be machris for? So that's why it makes more sense to say that he was his brother, because there was something unusual about his yichus. What was unusual? Throughout Shas, it says, Ramari bar Rachel. Why did it say bar Rachel? Right, Rachel is his mother. Why doesn't it just say his father, like it usually does? Rachel was Shmuel's daughter. As the Gemara says elsewhere, Shmuel's daughters were captured, and one of the captors lived with Shmuel's daughter, and then he later converted. And his name became, it was Isi. Isi. So usually that's why the Gemara doesn't want to say that this is what happened to Rav Mari's father, so it just says, Bas ben Rachel. That's what it usually says. That's what the Gemara says here. The second day of then doesn't really fit in, unless you say the Gemara answers, no, don't betray Mari by Rachel Avi. Maybe there were two of them. Okay, if there were two of them, then you only could say that the announcement was made about the other one. Either way, this is all background. Now we get to the third day about Mechamer. Havi Masi Lola Hashmaitza Mishpeh de Rabbi Yochanan. As follows, Liftar, to exempt Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamachamer Achar Behemto B'Shabes, Potur Miklum. Machamer might be an Issa Daraisa, but there's no punishment. Potur Miklum. B'Shogeg Lo Machayev Chatas. Why? But he accepts both questions of Rava. B'Shogeg Yonan Chayev Chatas, Tehokshah Kalatzar Kulul Avodah Zarah. Because we compare the Hekesh that was quoted earlier to Avodah Zarah, and because you didn't do a Maisi here, you're not going to be Chayev Achatas. But Meizan Nami Lo Machayev, and you're not going to be Chayev, because I accept the other Diyak from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Ditznan, HaMachal Asa Shabbos V'Dovar, Shachayavan Al Shigagos Ochatas V'Al Zonos Kila, Mashma, Ha'en Chayavan Al Shigagos Ochatas, Ha'en Chayavan Al Zonos Kila. So the Gemara says that is Shitas or Rabbi Yochanan that Potter, and that is the closest to what we hold out of the three opinions, that Mechamer might be an Issur D'oraisa, but it is not Skila and Chatas. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. You needed a Makor to teach me that you are not going to get. I didn't finish the continuation. So we said there's no Chatas, and we said there's no Skila, and the Gemara adds now another extra point, Balav Nami Lo Machayev. You're also not going to get Malkus. Not only is there no Chatas and Skila, but no Malkus either. Why? The Havile Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misas Besen. Because it is a Lav that included in the Isser is the possibility of Misa. And the rule is, Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misas Besen, in Lokan Alav. That's the rule. Any Lav that the same Pasuk could give you Misa, that even if you warn him for Malkus, he's not going to get Malkus. Right? Rashi says elsewhere, explains this principle as, once a Pasuk has within it the power for Misa, then that's what it's labeled as. It's labeled as a Misa Avera. And therefore, if you don't, let's say I go over to somebody and say, if you're Mechalel Shabbos, you're going to get Malkus. Then they get nothing if they accept that Asra, because it's a Lav Shenitan L'Asra's Misas Besen. It's a Misa Avera, it's not a Malkus Avera. And therefore, Krisus goes with Malkus. Misa doesn't go with Malkus. And therefore, one is not going to, this Avera is filled up already, it's defined as a Misa Avera, and therefore, one cannot get Malkus. This also relates to the source of Malkus in general, which we have by the other Lavim. We know the source of Malkus is in Parshas Kisetse, Arbam Yakena Lo Yosef, and that's right next to the Isser of muzzling one's animal, Lo Sachsom Shor B'Disho, and Chazal say elsewhere, in the Medrash, that one gets Malkus only by Dumya Delav Dechasima. It has to be similar to the Lav of muzzling. So just like the Lav of muzzling has a Maisa, so too you only get Malkus for a Lav Sheishba Maisa. Just like the Lav of muzzling is not a Nitak La'asei, there's no Mitzvah Sasei related to it, so too you only get Malkus for a Lav that's not Nitak La'asei. Just like a Lav de Chasima is not Nitan L'Tashlumin, so too you only get Malkus for a Lav that's not Nitan L'Tashlumin. Just like the Lav of muzzling is not a Lav She Nitan L'Asharaz Mises Bezdin, so too you only get Malkus for a Lav that is not Nitan L'Asharaz Mises Misa's best. Good. So what makes it, that's the next step, what makes this a lav shenitan l'asharas misas bezdin? So that also is a machlokas. Rashi seems to say here, or the bottom two lines of Rashi, or the last Rashi. Rashi seems to say that this lav, lo sasaka malacha atom uvehemtacha, includes all malacha Shabbos. All malacha Shabbos are included in this pasuk. That's the nitan latzaras misas bastin. That's Rashi. Deshar malachas deshabbos nami mehai kranafka. Hilkach ikar azaraso lamakam sheishbo misa ase velo lamalkas. That's Rashi here, and Rashi elsewhere he says even more explicitly. But if you look in the Rambam that I just read before, and the Magen Mishnah points this out, it sounds like the Rambam is saying differently. The Rambam is saying, well, this act that you're doing with your animal, if you do it, you might get skila choresh specifically. Specifically, Choresh. There might be reasons why the Rambam says that, but that's the Magen Mishnah points out on that Rambam, that the Rambam is saying differently than Rashi. Not just all Malacha Shabbos are included in this, you might need a tighter connection to make something a Lav Shanitan L'Hashem Misa Bezdin. This act itself that you are doing has Misa in it, not just, and not like washing or Borer or any other Malachas. It's specifically this one. T-Rays, I'm reading the Magen Mishnah. Shehalavahu eino ba lamaleches habehema below siyu ha'adam ela malaches ha'adam v'amehema shutavim ba v'yish bechlal zeh charisha. Right, shafi bechlal zeh. Says even charisha is included. And then he quotes, he says, deloka divrei Rashi zal, not like Rashi that says, he says it there. And even though the Rambam does not count mechamer in one of the minyan of mitzvos, still, it is, it's one of the malachas. Okay. Vaita. We can take it. Says the Gemara, finishing up this sentence. There's a man da amar out there that will have in, that we had in Maseches Makas. Rashi quotes that say you do get Malkus for the lopshan nitan lasaris pisas bezdin. So still, even according to him, you wouldn't get Malkus here. Why? Lichda rachmana lo sase komalacha, and leave out the next word ata. What's the next word? Uvem techas. Leave out the word ata in between. Ata lamali. Haniyu de mechayev, behemta lo mechayev. It must be to be medayik that only you are going to be mechayev skila, and anything, while with your behema, mechamer, you will not be chayev. Okay, adkan, the sugya of mechamer, that big tosas and amar aleph is about nitan lasarim, says bezdin, and how that relates to the isra of lo sa'aneh, beginning of Maseches Makas sugya. That's that big tosas. Okay, we continue. Higiel lochazar achitzona. So what did the Mishnah say? I can put it, give it to a guy, give it to my animal, and right when I get to a gvul, I have to untie it because my animal is doing work for me, right? It's either Shvi says behemto or macham or whatever was happening here. But right when you get inside the gvul, inside the chatzer, so you have to stop the malacha. So you have to take your items off of the animal. So Amar Rav Huna Haisa behemto tuuna kli zechuchis. What if your animal is holding glass kalim? So you don't want to just untie it because it'll fall down and break. So maybe karim b'ksasos. I'm allowed to bring pillows. Umaniach tachteha and put it under on the ground and then untie it. Umadra chavalam, untie the ropes. Vahasakin no flin, and then the sock and the bags will fall. Says the Gemara. But what do you mean? Vonantzah no tzal zakelim. I tell him b'Shabbos. The Mishnah says just take him off directly. Well, you don't have to, you know, bring the other. Be worried about the other elements, right? Rashi says, right? Vonantzah no tzal zakelim. I tell him and tell him the kli zechuches need tallenheim. Right? Why don't you just take the kelim off directly? Right, you have to let them fall. They're not muksa. The issue was the hotzah issue. Kikama ravuna bakarni deumna delo chazile. We're talking about something that is not roy. Karni deumya are like the kalim that are used for bloodletting, the needles and the pipettes, whatever you want to use. The kalim use, they're disgusting, and therefore the Ramban here says it's muksa machmas mius. Muksa machmas mius, and the Ramban says maybe this is even according to Rabbi Shimon. It's so disgusting. He would agree to it, not just Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosfos Rid here says it's chisar and kiss. So either way, it's machlokas, which muksa it is. Says the Gemara, and that's why you let them drop onto the pillows. I v'chaka mevato kli mehecha, no? Aren't you being mevat, making a kli muksa on Shabbos, which you are not allowed to do? See Tosfos here? Look what I wrote in Kira, Mem Gimel. Remember there, Tosfos quoted that there are two Rashis. Rashi there and Rashi here. Rashi there says, Mevata kli meichano is dummy to malacha abone. You're building something. You're connecting it to the ground. It's not going to be able to move. Rashi here says, dummy lesoser. You're destroying. You're making something muksa on Shabbos. Look at chila. You're not allowed to do that. We discussed then the Pnei Yeshua, who says, why does Rashi over there say bone and over here say soser? What are you talking about? Is it something that should be remain on the ground? So says the Gemara anyway. Aren't you being mevatel kli? So you're putting the pillow, you're making it muksa? No, b'shlifi zutri. We're talking about little sacks, little bags of the items, and they'll fall on the pillow, and then you'd be able to, like, pull the pillow out from under it. It's not a buses, because you didn't put it there before Shabbos, you didn't have in mind for it to be there all Shabbos. You'll be able to somehow pull the pillows out, and it'll be able to fall on the ground from that low height, and it won't break. Period. So it says the Gemara Meisvei Haisa Behemto Teuna Tevel VaAshashios. The Brisa says if your animal is holding Tevel or Ashashios, which is also a type of glass, Matir Sachavalim Masaka Noflim V'Yavavishimish Tabrin. Wow, it sounds like it's going to break anyway. You're not allowed to bring the pillows. You have to just let the glass fall. The Brisa says no. Hasam Bekulsa. They were talking about big pieces of glass that you're going to cut anyway. So if they fall, you know there's nothing wrong. You don't care if it falls. That's why you're not allowed to bring the pillows. Because you don't mind if it falls. De Konami also proved, the language sounds this way, Diktani Dumi de Tevel, because it's this, in the same paragraph, the line is Tevel. Ma Tevel de Lochazile, just like Tevel is totally muksa, it's not Ra'ui. Afachanami Lochazile, so too, the glass that we're talking about is not Ra'ui, it must be these big pieces that are not, it's not a glass kli, it's just a big piece of glass. Or my Aval Bisha Mishtavin, so then what's the Afalpi, if you want it to break anyway? Ma'u de Tema laughs in Mu'anami Chashashu, no, you might think that even when it falls and it breaks, tiny little shards might break off that are useless. So you might think that we have to be worried about those. Kamash Milan, we don't have to be worried about those. Period. Stop there for a minute. Keep in mind here, Tosfos that we had earlier, just a couple weeks ago, Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Tosfos pointed out, it's not clear in the Gemara about Tevel. The Gemara in the third parak, remember, said Tevel is Muchan who eats on Shabbos. Because after all, if you're misaking Tevel on Shabbos, you weren't allowed to, lechatchila, but it's Muchan in the end. So Tosfos asks, on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, the Gemara there talks about Tevel being Muksa in terms of moving it. Remember the case of Mefanin, moving it to be able to make room for the base medrash, make room for the Orchim. So the top Tosfos, Kuf Chav Ches, and Aleph. Tevel is Muksa, but it said Tevel is not Muksa earlier. So Tosfos there said, it's Muksa to move, but it's not strong enough Muksa to create Bitul Kli Mehechano. That's what Tosfos said on the top of Kuf Chav Ches and Aleph. So that's Tevel is less Muksa than other items, but it is somewhat Muksa. So here we're talking about actually moving Tevel. It's important to remember that Tosfos that we had earlier. So Tanya, we continue. Says the Braisa. There's a lot about Tevel that we could talk about, but let's continue. Tanya, Reb Shimon Yochai Omer. Haisa behemto tu'una shalav shal tfua. If a person, his animal, is carrying a little bag of grain, meniach rosho tachteha, umisalko lasad acher, v'unofa me'ela. I could put my head under the, let's say the bag is over the animal, the two sides of the animal, I could basically get it off with tiltum min atzad. I could put my head under one side of the bag, and then push it, and then the other side will fall off. Right, so I could do it that way. Chamor asher begamliel, haisa tu'una dvash. The Chamor Rebbe Gamliel was holding Hani v'Loratz of the Fark on Mosi Shabbos, and he didn't want to take it off until after Shabbos. And the Mosi Shabbos Mesa. And on Mosi Shabbos, the animal died. Maybe it was the heavy load that it was carrying the whole time, and it wasn't taken off. Says the Gemara, why did Rebbe Gamliel do this? V'an Antanan, no to Kelim any Talin. You're allowed to take the Kelim off. So it's honey. So why didn't he take it off? Oh, Kisha Hidvish. No, it already became vinegary. And that's why it wasn't good honey anymore. Even though, and no, the saying goes that honey is the only thing that never spoils. Yes, maybe it's spoiled here. Kshe hidvish. I hidvish l'may chazi. So if it already got spoiled, so what's it right for at all? Why is Rav Gamliel bringing it? L'ketita de gamli. It's good to put on the sore of a camel. The camel sores. They like this old honey to be used. V'yadra chavalam v'yiplu sakin. So why didn't he just like open the ropes and let it drop? Mitz teruziki. He was worried that the honey was going to split open. V'yavi karm v'ksasos v'yaniach tachtayhem. So why didn't he just bring pillows and put it under? Mitznefi. No, he was worried that it was going to split open and then there'll be honey all over the pillows. V'kamavata, kli me'echano. And then you're bitul kli. Right? Because you can't remove it if it all gets gross. Ay v'yoyika tzar balechayim. Kasavar tzar balechayim durabanan. Right? We had earlier a dad that says daraisa. He holds it's durabanan. And therefore, he did not think that he could, even though the animal is hurting, he can't, he holds that tzar balechayim durabanan and he wouldn't be able to take it off. Period. And look what happened. The animal died. Pashas, the animal died. But either way, this is the shita of Rebbe Gamliel. So Pashas, if you hold Tzar Balechayim Daraisa, then you'd be able to violate. You'd be able to violate in that case. And remember what we always like to mention, Rav Asher Weiss's Ha'ara, that there are 11 sources in the Rishonim for what's the source of Tzar Balechayim. The Gemara says it 10 different times, but what's the source for Tzar Balechayim? So Rashi right here, Rashi earlier what we had on Kuf Chav Ches says, you learn it from the mitzvah Prika, the mitzvah say of unloading an animal. So that's Tzar Balechayim. Or there's another, the Ravid learns it out from the Lav of Chasima, right? You're not allowed to muzzle your animal while it's naturally working, right? Or others, there's a Ritva that says it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Rambam and the Moran of Uchim says it's based on the Pasuk by Bilam, Lama Zehi Kisani Zeh Shalosh Regalim, why'd you hit me? Others say it's based on Malach the Bidracha, the Chasam Sofer says it's based on Varacham Alakol Masav, all different psukim for what the source is for Tzar Balechayim. And we mentioned, Rav Asher Weiss uses that as an example to say, what's the real source? There is no source. The real source is Rasan Hashem. You know, this is one of the items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And that's why there are so many different sources, because there really is no source. The source is Ratzon Hashem. Okay. He says that both in Brachos and in Devarim. But we continue now. Says the Gemara, Abaya Ashkechei Leila Rabba, to come Shafshif Leila Brei, Agaba Dechamra. Abaya once found Rabba. Rabba was giving his son a ride on a donkey on Shabbos. He was picking him up and sliding him down the back of the donkey. And he was, Rashi says, he's being Meshashea with him. Amr like Kamishtamish Ma Babalechayim. Aren't you using an animal? Aren't animals muksa? Amarle Tstadinhain. I'm not going on top of the animal. I'm just riding down its back on the side of the animal. If it's studin lo gazibura banan. And studin, right, one step removed, The Gemara assumes that being on top of an animal is actually using it directly, and on the side of the animal is not using it directly. Rabbanan warrant goes there on studden. Okay, this is going to be the Gemara about studden and studied studden, but we're not going to get to the maskana until tomorrow. But let's continue a little bit. Minot Timra, how does he know this is true, that studden are mutter? Ditznan, matr chaval maslaka noflin, our Mishnah. You're allowed to open the ropes and the bags fall. My love, bechever, Guvalki, Tavilut Studden. Are we talking about bags that are tightly fitting on the animal? So when you have to untie them, you have to lean on the side of the animal. Vitstudden lo gazer burabanan. Isn't that what the Mishnah's talking about? No. Lo bechever aglavki. To lo avit studden. Maybe it's loose bags that you don't have to lean on the animal at all to get them off. Inami balachta. Or there's a clip that you're just undoing. And either way, our Mishnah is not a raya that studden or mutter. Period. Okay, not a raya. It's not a kasha, but it's not a raya. Ace face, I'll ask another question. Is studden mutter? The Mishnah says in Mesechah Sukkah, if you have a sukkah built between trees, shtayim bidei adam va'achas be'ilon, and you have the schach, that two of the walls are man-made, and one of them is on a tree. So it's kasher. It's a kasher sukkah, vein olam abiyantif. You can't use it on yantif. Can't use it on yantif. Why not? So my lav, dechok baby Elon, aren't we talking about a case where you carved out like a ledge inside the tree, so the schach is positioned inside the trees, dechok on the side of the tree, the havi luhut stud, and therefore you're using the side of the tree. You're not on top of the tree, which would be actually using the tree. Aren't you on the side of the tree? So it's studden. If it's studden asurin, and you see you're not going to use it on yantif, so it shows that even stud de Elon are asur, where's his low? Dechok ye le Elon, no, you bent the whole tree down, va'anach sichuch ilave, and you put the schach on top of the tree, and that's the third wall. To kamishtamish be'ilon, you're using the actual tree. Again, the Gemara assumes on top of a tree or an animal is actually using it directly. On the side is only tzad and one step removed. Ihaki, but if that's the mitzvah, same as safe. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Shalosh bidei adam va'achas bi'ilon. What if you have three good kosher sukkah walls, man-made, and the fourth one is the tree? Ksheira v'on labiyantif. V'i dekafia le'ilon my own labiyantif. But if you're still, the schach, you're using that fourth wall to put the schach on, aren't you still using the tree? You're right, halachically, you only need three walls for a sukkah. But aren't you still using it? So Gemara says, Valamite, Sudden Asurin? Why? What? So what are you suggesting, that Sudden are Asur? So, my own labiyantif. Lemaisa, why can you use it on yantif anyway? So, Ela Hasam Begavza Parsachna. No, there must be that there's a very thick tree, a lot of leaves, a lot of branches. Maybe it's it's thick. Dilan Gufe Dofen Ba'amu Deshavye. That the Elon itself is the wall, but the Schach is not sitting on it. You're just using the tree. It's a very big, fat tree with its branches as the wall, but you're not using it for Schach at all to lean on. And therefore, you're allowed to go up on it on Yantif. Because it's not called Hishtamshus at all. Dekanami, Dektani, Zeaklam. And that's exactly what the next line of the Mishnah says. Kol she'ilu yinata la'ilan v'yichol la'amod, on labiyantif shmamina. You see that the issue is that as long as you could remove it and the sukkah could stand, then it's not called using the sukkah, and that's the tree, and that's why it is mutter. Period, we'll have to stop here, but tomorrow we'll have to get to the maskana about using trees, using animals, studden, as comes up, lamaisa. Good. We'll stop here. Parsha Shir Baz Hashem is tonight.